and welcome to Tennis Talks with Sarah. I'm your host, Sarah Binder. On this podcast, we are going to be talking about all things tennis. So, without further ado, let's get tennis talking. I started playing tennis when I was 13 years old. Now, I am 15 years old. Think about that. Most people start a sport very young. But that was not my case. As a child, I tried many sports and activities. I did dance, soccer, softball, and swimming. I didn't like any of those. So, for most of my life, I did theater. I have always loved to sing and act. But dance was not my thing. I might be one of the worst dancers. Anyways, my dad has always been a tennis player. He is one of the best tennis players I have seen. And my brother played tennis. So, one day, I decided that I wanted to try out tennis. And I loved it. I decided to quit theater and focus all of my energy into tennis. That was probably one of the best decisions I have ever made. When I started tennis, I took lessons at Minnetonka Tennis Club. It was a great place for me to learn some of the basic tennis skills. Then, summer hit, and I wanted to play tennis outside. Who wants to play tennis inside when you could be outside in the warm weather? I know I don't. I decided that I was going to take a break from tennis lessons over the summer and play outside with friends. I also took a tennis camp through Wayzata High School, which I enjoyed so much. I was able to get help from the Wayzata tennis coaches and perfect my skills that I had learned from Minnetonka Tennis Club. One day, a friend of mine asked me if I wanted to try out for the Wayzata High School freshman tennis team. So, I said I would give it a try. Nervously, with my friends, I went to tennis tryouts. I remember playing tennis with this one girl who would later end up being the number one player on the team. She was so good, and I thought, oh boy, I am in trouble. But I kept on going. I was not going to let one match tear me down. The second day arrives, and I am pumped up and ready to go. I am playing a match with a girl who is about my level, and I am like, okay, I got this. But then, I hurt my foot. It was probably one of the most painful things. I still was not going to back down, though. I kept on going. I came home and really was in so much pain. But I showed up the next day and worked my hardest. And then, I found out that I had made the tennis team. Yay! I came home overjoyed and super excited for the season that was to come. Who knew that I was going to have one of my biggest victories yet? The tennis team has now started. I've gotten to know all of the girls on my team and gotten into the rhythm of what it is like being on a tennis team. And let me tell you, for me, this is an experience like no other. In my life, I have only ever been on one team, and I quit after a few weeks because I hated it so much. So, I kind of consider it my first time ever being on a team, but that's besides the point. We have been so lucky to be able to play matches with other teams, because, let me remind you, this is all during COVID times. I know that I am so lucky that I am able to be on a team where we actually get to play matches. I, for one, did not imagine we would get the opportunity to do that. I am extremely lucky. Now, let's talk about matches. Since I am a new player, and honestly, was not one of the better ones on the team, I played doubles. Only the four best players on the team get to play singles. So I played doubles, and I was okay with that. For most of the season, I got to play with this one girl named Julia, who was super nice. I think that we worked super well together and were really good at communicating. I was happy that I got paired with somebody that I worked well with. I know that I have definitely played with some people that are not the best and do not communicate very well with me. But anyways, I loved playing doubles, but in my head, I would always say, I wish I could play singles. Never did I think I would ever get that opportunity. Okay, so we are mid-season. We arrive at Central Middle School, which is where the match was scheduled against Orono. But there is one issue. It is raining. I thought for sure that the match was going to get canceled. But since the courts are not wet enough, they decide to not cancel the tennis match. I was super excited about that because I was really looking forward to playing. At this point, I was scheduled to play doubles with Julia. I was glad that I got to play with her and ready to go. Until we find out that there is one more person that needs to be playing singles. So, the coach asked one girl if she wanted to play. She said yes, but did not seem excited about it. She seemed super nervous, and I remember her telling me she would rather play doubles. Bravely, I asked her if I could play singles instead, and she said yeah, and asked the other girl if she was okay with that. The other girl gladly said yes. This was the moment that I had never thought would ever happen. I couldn't even tell you what was going through my head. I was terrified, but so ridiculously excited. I kept telling myself to play your best, play your best, play your best, and move your feet, move your feet. All I can do at this point is hope for my sake that I can actually be somebody on my own. The match is about to start. The nerves are really starting to get to me. Now, I cannot tell you who first served, as I do not remember. All that I remember is that I was terrified. And I remember that my mom, brother, and grandparents were there. So, I felt so much pressure to win that match. I just have to keep telling myself to do the best, as that is all that I can do. Make sure that you are trying your best and working your hardest. I did just that. I made sure to run for each and every ball. I would not go down without a fight. The girl that I was playing was about my level, so this was not going to be an easy win. I was going to have to work for it, but I won the first game. I cannot even tell you how happy I was that I actually won a game, but I still had to win 5 more. Don't quote me on this, but I believe we were playing 1st to 6th games. So yes, I won one game and the score was 1-0, but I still had a ways to go. The other girl could easily make a comeback, so I had to work even harder. The game continues and all that I'm focused on is the ball. In that moment in time, nothing else mattered. All that I wanted was that win. At this point, the score reads 5-0. I am thinking, OMG, I might actually win this. I had the biggest smile on the face. Like, a huge smile. But I still had to win one more game. All I was hoping for at this point was a 6-0 win. But unfortunately, that was not what happened. I lost the next game, and the score read 5-1. I wish you could have seen my face and how upset I was. But in my head, I am like, okay, I can still win. But then I lose again. I am terrified inside. What if I just can't win this? I can't give up yet. I worked my hardest, and I could hear my grunting and the sound of the ball. I was probably shaking so much. And in the end, I end up winning. I was so excited, I could not even tell you. My parents were so happy for me, my brother, and so are my grandparents. Then we get into the car and we are blasting music so loud. Like, so loud. All I am doing is smiling and literally being the most crazy version of myself. We are still in the car and my mom is like, "What do you want for dinner?" So we get home, I jump in the shower, and head off to Chipotle for dinner. It was truly the best way to celebrate such a big victory for me. After having gone through that whole entire day, I have learned to always try my best and work my hardest. I know that it is something that you have heard before. People always say you should always try your best and work your hardest. But if this story has taught you anything, it is that you can accomplish anything. All it takes is working your hardest and trying your best. After all, that's all you can do in life. Next time on Tennis Talks with Sarah. What does another tennis player have to say? How is his story different from mine? What thoughts does he have to add to this idea of tennis impacting your life? Just wait to see what he has to say. Thanks for listening to Tennis Talks with Sarah. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to look out for many more episodes to come. Have a great day, everyone. Signing off for now.